You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Kendrick Green gets into an argument with his girlfriend while driving and pulls a gun. The couple stops at a grocery store and the woman runs inside, hiding in the bathroom, while Green shouts after her. A man loading groceries in his car tells Green to lower his voice. Green circles the lot, then shoots the bystander and drives off. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the bystander was hit through his car door at least five times and had additional graze wounds. He went into the grocery store for help after Green left and was rushed to the hospital, where he underwent several surgeries and spent months recovering from his injuries.
Green, 37, guilty of aggravated assault and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Derek Simmons doesn't get along with Dan Foster, a co-worker at an Arizona Intel factory. Foster confronts Simmons about their ongoing tension, so Simmons goes back to his car, returns with a baseball bat, and beats the co-worker dead in the middle of the cafeteria.
Foster's cause of death was ruled blunt force trauma, but there have been reports Simmons also used a hatchet and a knife in the attack. A second victim trying to defend Foster was also hit with a bat, but only suffered minor injuries. Chandler police arrested Simmons on the campus. They found him standing outside when they arrived.
Simmons, 50, old enough to know better, charged with murder and ag assault. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, here's Crime Online's John Limley.
Human skeletal remains recently discovered in western Pennsylvania have been identified as a man from Newcastle who went missing nearly 10 years ago. Christopher Story was 40 years old at the time of his disappearance. He was last seen at his home around 11 p.m. August 11, 2013. Almost a decade after his disappearance, Story's remains were found in a wooded area in Taylor Township, which is less than 5 miles away from the neighborhood where he lived. The Lawrence County coroner confirmed his identity. Detectives at the Newcastle Police Department worked to recover the skeletal remains over the last several weeks with help from the coroner's office as well as canine cadaver dogs and the FBI. The coroner has not yet determined a definitive cause or manner of death. The Detective Bureau's investigation into Story's death and disappearance is active and still ongoing, and Story's remains will be sent to the FBI for forensic testing. A Pennsylvania man faces federal criminal charges after he checked in a suitcase with an explosive device hidden in the lining on a flight to Florida. According to a criminal complaint, 40-year-old Mark Muffley is charged with possessing an explosive in an airport and possessing or attempting to place an explosive or incendiary device on an aircraft. Prosecutors alleged that the material was found in a suitcase Muffley had checked in Monday at Lehigh Valley International Airport to Allegiant Air Flight 201, which was bound for Orlando Sanford International Airport in Florida. After an alert during a security screening, the bag was examined and found hidden in the lining was a circular compound about 3 inches in diameter encased in a wax-like paper and clear plastic wrap. A man who spent more than 38 years behind bars for a 1983 murder he did not commit has been declared innocent by a judge in Los Angeles. Maurice Hastings was released from prison last year after long untested DNA evidence pointed to a different suspect. The judge in October vacated Hastings' conviction at the request of prosecutors with the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office and his lawyers from the Los Angeles Innocence Project. Prosecutors and Hastings' lawyers returned to court to ask Judge William C. Ryan to take the additional step and declare him innocent of the killing 40 years ago. The judge's declaration of Hastings as, quote, factually innocent means the evidence proves conclusively that Hastings did not commit the crime. West Virginia's governor has signed a bill allowing people with concealed carry permits to take firearms onto public college and university campuses. Governor Jim Justice signed the bill, surrounded by more than two dozen state lawmakers, members of the National Rifle Association, and the West Virginia Citizens Defense League. The law will take effect in July 2024. Similar legislation has passed in 11 other states. Justice said guns have been present on state campuses even without the new law. The signing comes 2 weeks after a gunman shot and killed three students and injured five others at Michigan State University. At a public hearing last month at the West Virginia Capitol, nearly all of the 40 people who spoke opposed the bill.
Jarrett Heffler takes his girlfriend to dinner and tries to impress her on the way home by doing donuts in his truck. A cop drives by right as Heffler loses control of the truck and slides across the median directly in front of the patrol car. Blue lights come on, but instead of stopping, Heffler continues to impress his girlfriend and reverses into the patrol car and takes off. The cop chases, catches when Heffler crashes into another car. Heffler, 25, now charged with ag battery on a cop, ag fleeing, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of a crash. I bet she was impressed. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.